take the prophet word, but you got to seek the Lord. The prophet did, the prophet found out that seed already have been in you. But he put the seed in you now, and the thing what you got to do now, you ain't asked God to build yourself up so that you can be able, and when God get ready to put into that office, right, then what you do, you're going to be ready for it. Because you're going to study up, you're going to study, you're going to pray, and you're going to find out. Pastor, if you don't know how to obey you, he said your gift will make room for it. Now, when that prophet spoke to you and told you that you're going to that you're going to be a pastor, all right then. So now, that's the gift that is in you. Now, he's stirring up the gift that is in you, because it's probably, I said, well, already have, probably have been in you. That gift had already been in you. But the prophet came and stirred up that gift within you. Now, in order for you to accept that gift, and then you're going to have to go and study, go into the law, into the word of God, the law, and then find out all the ins and outs of a pastor. So you'll know how, when God get ready to put you into that office, then you'll know how to handle that office. And that's in anything that you're going into. All the time what we do, we ain't listen to what the preacher does not.
We go on about our business and jumping and shouting and going on, and it takes something has got to that we got to do it in order to accept what the prophet is saying. Am I right? Amen. Amen. Now the prophet may come in and may say to sister Ella, praise God, amen, that you're going to be, amen, a healer. Now, you know, you're going to be a healer. Now, she said that you're going to be, you're not that. But, amen, no doubt, maybe sister Ella, amen, may have that gift in, it already have been in her to be a healer, that desire. Already been in her, but what is the prophet doing? Stirring up what? Stirring up, amen, that seed that is in her. All right, then, in order to be a prophet, then you got to go and study up. Then God going to put something, he going to put you in a way that you're going to have to use that gift, but you're going to have to study, praise God. Go get some books and study the Bible. What is the prophet and what the prophet is supposed to do? How they supposed to act? And amen. And everything about the ins and out of the prophet, right? And then when you learn all of that, then God will put somebody in your way that you will have to prophesy to. Then when he put them in your way, then it will be a true prophet, amen, going forward. Amen. But you don't just jump up and say, well, I'm a prophet now, go on about my business. Amen. So this scripture here is saying that, amen, that Job is saying here, Lord, how much it helped me now. Amen. That's all right. What I did, I know. The number of pages just turned. That's all. I ain't getting excited. I know. Amen. See, so what we have to do, see, I mean, a lot of times the prophet, amen, might be right in what they are saying to you. That's what I'm trying to say. Amen. Because that gift is already, amen, my desire. Amen. Desire. When I was a little child, and we used to stand on the streets, and we see a Cadillac go by, and then we say, I'd like to have that Cadillac. That's my Cadillac. Amen. And then somebody said, no, that's my Cadillac. Then somebody else said, no, then the Buick come by there. Then they said, that's my car. Amen. And somebody said, that's my car. That Buick is my car. Amen. But it's already been in my desire to have a Cadillac. So the seed is already there. The seed is already there. Amen. So that's what he's talking about. Now that's gonna let me go back and see if I find this talking to what I'm talking about here. All right. Amen. Job 5:8. And he said, I would seek unto the Lord, and unto God will I I will commit my cause. Amen. So you know, just because what I'm trying to show you that that's because the prophet came and told you, amen, what else, you got to go to God and commit your cause to God. Amen. Hey, y'all still ain't seeing what I'm talking about. Amen. You got to go to God and tell him, praise God, amen, what your desire is. And amen. And what your problem is, praise God. Amen. You go to him. Amen. So that's what it means. I'm gonna commit my cause to him. I'm not going to go to the, amen, the church and tell the church, amen, I'm a prophet. I'm not going to go to the church and tell the church, because, amen, I got to go now. I got to go and talk to God. The prophet already told me that, amen, I'm going to be a prophet. Amen. Now I got to present my cause to who? Amen. Not to man. See, amen, that's what I said this morning. The Lord brought it into my attention this morning. Amen, amen, that the people will believe man rather than God. Amen, they will believe what man said. Amen, and God is the maker of all mankind. They're going to believe man. Amen. Praise God. And man sometimes will tell you a lie. That's why he told you, he said, put no confidence in flesh. Amen. Believe in God. Amen. So Job was saying to him, praise God, I believe God. I'm going to seek God because I believe God. Amen. And unto God will I commit my cause to. I'm gonna, amen, praise God. I ain't gonna go crying the blues to Tom and Deacon Harry. I'm not gonna go, amen, and talk to somebody else, someone else, amen, praise God, because God gonna give me the right answer. He gonna, amen, he gonna put somebody in my way, praise God, that I can prophesy to. He's able, praise God, amen. If I'm gonna be a pastor, amen, he gonna open a door that I can be able and put some people there that I can be able to pastor. What the scripture say? He said, your gift will do what? Amen. It gonna make room for you. Amen. If your gift. Amen. Otherwise, if the seed that is in you to be a pastor, if the seed is in you to be a prophet, come on here now, then God say your gift is going to make room for you. So you don't have to go pushing. You don't have to go jabbing. You don't have to go, amen, praise God, try to knock somebody else down to, amen, to get your work on top. Amen. Praise God. Job is saying that he gonna commit my cause to God. I'm gonna tell God about it. Amen. Praise God, because he is the one that is going to. If the scripture says, "When the man design knowledge," he said, "Then and ask of who? Ask of God. No, ask of man." Ask of God who give it. All right. Let's go to and see what the Psalms are saying. David is saying here in Psalms, amen, 9 and 10. Amen. And the question about that. I'm going to present my cause to God. Amen. Praise God. I already had a witness that had someone to... Amen. To tell me, praise God, I'm going to be, praise God, but now, praise God, I'm going to go to God and talk to God about it, praise one who know, amen, that he can be able to open the way for me. All right. I know that's real right. Amen. So our key verse is saying, even my people, if my people which are called by my name, amen, shall humble themselves, amen, and pray and seek my face, amen, and turn from their wicked ways, and then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. and I'm going to heal their land. Praise God. Amen. I know that's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, Psalms, amen, 9 and 8, it said, and there, read, 9 and 10, I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. You that know thy name. Amen. Well, amen. Now, if you don't know his name, and then you can't put your trust in him. Read that again. He that know what? You that know the name of Jesus. They're going to put their trust in him. For thou now, Lord, amen, he had not forsaken them that seek him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is not going to turn his back on you. Amen. Because you know what? Know his name. Amen. You know his name. Praise God. And not talking to everybody out there. Amen. And only talking to the people that know his name. Amen. Without a shadow of doubt. Not amen. Amen. Saying in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, all in Jesus' name. Amen. Because Jesus is God. And he manifests in the flesh. That word. Amen. Praise God. So now, if you know, amen, his name, then God is going to bless you. Say, bless you. That's what he's saying. Amen. It to them that knows his name, they are the one are going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. The people that have been here in this church here, we haven't had a whole lot of sickness. We had no death and all that. Because why? Because we are blessed people because we know his name. Amen. We haven't had all of that. And most of all the churches around us, praise God, amen, they got a lot of sickness, a lot of death. Come on here now. Amen. But we don't have all that here in this church. Amen. Praise God. So if you know your name, and then you are blessed. You are blessed. All right. Amen. In the question, David says, amen, that he gonna seek thee. All right. Look at the Psalms 27 and 8. Now notice that. Amen. I'm seeking, amen, after his name. Amen. Seeking after God. We still on that. Seeking God. Amen. Our Psalms 27:8. And when you said, seek ye my faith. Look at my heart say unto thee, by faith, thy faith, Lord. Amen. I'm gonna seek you, Lord. I ain't gonna, amen. Praise God. I ain't gonna just take mother little word for it, but I'm gonna seek the Lord. Amen. 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 See, I'm not going to take the prophet word, but I'm gonna seek the Lord. You see, people will believe man rather than God. Amen. They'll believe anything man said. Amen. They're ready to go. They're ready to walk out their house, out their home, leave everything, leave everybody, because the man told them, amen, amen, to walk out and leave. Amen. The David is saying here, he gonna do it. He's going to seek, amen, the Lord. Amen. He's going to seek the Lord. He ain't going to just take the man's word for it, but I'm going to seek the Lord. Amen. Any question? Oh, yeah. This is some good stuff here. Yeah. That's right. Amen. See, amen. You can't just leave it up to the man, because the man, it's not the prophet you're working for. It's not the prophet that you're working for. And not the pastor who you're working for. You're working for God. So you know, so now, amen. If he prove you, and then pray God, and nobody can take it away from you. That's right. That's what it's saying. That's the idea. See, amen. Amen. He says, and for you to know that God had to approve you, then you keep waiting on him. And then he said, your gift is going to make room for you. Amen. What I just said a few minutes ago, amen. He'll put somebody in your way that you have to prophesy to. And it's gonna be, and then what you tell them, it's gonna be the right thing. It ain't gonna be no something that you got on the top of your head or on the bottom of your foot. Amen. And I said to Sister Glenn, amen. The prophet told her that she's gonna be a pastor. All right, then if she's gonna be a pastor, then God gonna open the door and put her in a place and sit her down in the place and put her some people there that she can do what? That she can pastor to. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. But you got to seek God. You can't go on what man had told you. He said your gift is going to do what? It's going to make room for you. I know this real right. Amen. People don't want to take all this, but this is the stuff. This is grits. That's right, dear. That's right. There are some people. Amen. Prophesize and tell you things, and then it's come true. Come on here now. Amen. But it don't last long. It don't last long. Amen. See, then like Pastor Jackson said to me, my pastor said to me, says, and then many times, amen, people go out and start a work and start being a pastor and then start a church or something like that. Amen. God didn't tell them to go do it. They just did it on their own. And God, amen. Because sometimes they be blessed by the Lord, and sometimes they be blessed by the devil. But whatever it is, it don't last long. Unless God put you in that position. Mm-hmm. You know, when he put you in the position, then it be concrete. Amen. Say concrete. That's right. Otherwise, the only way it could be moved, it got to be blast. Amen. Psalm 53. Amen. Any more questions? 53 verse 2. Don't let nobody fool you, praise God. These folks going around here doing this and doing that, but praise God. Amen. The Bible said all thy ways, we're supposed to do what? We're supposed to acknowledge him. Amen. All thy ways. You don't just jump up and go do something because somebody told you. Amen. We got a brother from here in the church here, and somebody told him that he's going to be a preacher, and it burned him up. And he's going to run all over here and talk about he's going to be a pastor. He don't even come to church. Don't come to Bible class. Don't know enough of word. He think he know the word. He don't know, ain't got enough word. Go out there talking about he's going to be a pastor. Amen. See, amen. So don't let the devil fool you. See, people, amen, get it into their mind, amen. They don't know what the next is because, see, that preacher, that prophet is gone. He come here and laid an egg, and he gone about his business, you know, and he leaves something for me to have to clean up. And a lot of time I can't clean it up because the folk don't want to hear it. Because all they think about what that prophet done told them. Amen. See, so what? But if the prophet told you, if she or him, they planted a seed, and knowing down, I said that it probably already had been in you to be a prophet. Amen. But in order to be that, praise God, then you got to wait on God. That way the pastor used to tell me, and said, when I went to him and told out the Lord that called me to preach, then she said, well, Willie, wait on the Lord. Amen. And she said to me, said, Willie, your gift will make room for you. You understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, she's saying to me, don't go running. Don't go running. Just stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. And then I had to do that. And if I didn't do that, hadn't did that, I wouldn't be where I am now. Amen. You see, because some people run out. Amen. So, you see, so she says, amen. I don't doubt that the Lord called you a preacher because she had already sought in me to be a preacher. Because she had already told me, amen, many of the time, amen, the Lord has something for me to do. Amen. But you, Willie, you got to stand and you got to wait on it. Amen. See? Amen. But we got some people, as soon as they get something, they get unruly. You can't deal with them. Amen. But still, they're going at it the wrong way. And when they go at it, then they run out. Amen. Now watch the scripture now. Watch the scripture here. Amen. Psalm 53, verse 2. And God looked down, amen, from heaven upon the children of man. Amen. See, amen, to see that that was in it, that understand. Now, there is a lot of people, amen, that God is looking down on right now, and they don't understand. They going on, praise God, talking about they laid their burden down. They don't even know what they're talking about when they say they laid their burden down. Amen. But they're singing a song, and they don't know what they're saying. Amen. I laid my burden down. Amen. What I'm saying, I laid my sins down. I laid my ways down. Things I used to do, I don't do that no more. Places that I used to go, I don't go that no more. That's what he's saying. That's what that songwriter said. Amen. I laid my burden down. I don't lie no more. I don't break peace no more. I'm understandable now. Amen. People can talk to me. People can reason with me now. Because why? Because I laid my burden down. Amen. See, amen. And that way he said, God looked down upon from heaven upon the children of man. Amen. Praise God. Because he looking down on some people right now. Because they don't understand. They going on, praise God, don't understand, and they won't let you tell them either. They tell you that I've been doing this way all my life. Amen. But sometimes you got to change from your way. Amen. When you find out the right way, then you change from that. You don't just keep on going on. Am I right? Amen. So he said, amen, God looked down, amen, from heaven upon the children of man to see what there was in it. That did understand. And then that seek God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They going on. These people is going on, but they, amen, don't understand. Amen. And but they thinking they seeking God, but they ain't seeking God. That's what that scripture saying. Shouting, dancing. Amen. Praise God. But God looking down from heaven upon the children of man. Amen. The folks that hang around the church. Come on here. That's what they're talking about. Amen. Not no folks out in the streets out there. Upon the children of man. Those that talking about they're saved. Those that talking about they're going all the way with Jesus. And they're going with just the same. You can butte me. You can scorn me. You can taunt. Amen. You can do all these things. But I'm going on with Jesus just the same. That's the one he's talking about here. He's looking down on them. Amen. To see if any of them is good. And any of them know what they're talking about. If any of them, amen, is planning to go back to heaven. Because some folks talking about they're going to heaven, but they ain't planning on it. If they planning on it, then they'll come and do what is right. I know that's real right. Amen. They ain't planning on what. See, a lot of folks ain't planning on going, because if they planning on going, they will be subject. Because the Bible says, amen, you're supposed to be subject. That's what the law says. Huh? Amen. Read another verse of that. Every one of them are gone back. Look at him. Praise God. Amen. They once was in the church. Amen. But God looked down from heaven upon them. Amen. Amen. The children of man to see what's in them was good. Amen. And now, praise God, he saw that they wasn't good. And now they all gone back because they had nothing from the beginning. They only, you got a lot of folks in the church just claiming that they saved. Just talking it from their lips. And but their heart is far off. Soon as something come up and then they gone by their business. That's why you say they gone. Come on, read book. They're gone back. They all together have become sinful. There's none that doeth good. Amen. Ain't that pitiful? This man done died for you. This man went to the cross and died and suffered and was beaten. Amen. And led from judgment hall to judgment hall to, amen, to see. And he had to, and say, put you in the church and set you down in the church, and then you just, amen, fooled around and then went back. The Bible says you're just like a dog going back to your own vomit. Amen. You see a dog, praise God. Amen. Hooking up stuff in his food, and then you see him sucking it back into his mouth, eating that. That's really nasty. Make it sickness. That's way, man. That way, God style man. Amen. Go back. He just like a dog going back to his mama, eating up his food. That old food he don't eat already. Yeah, you become as a dog, just like going back to the mama. That's what it said. Amen. Praise God. Nasty, that's right. Amen. Corrupted. Amen. So we see here, praise God. God looking. Amen. Amen. God is not there, he looking. Amen. You can't fool God. You might fool me. You might fool, amen, Sister Glenn, but you can't fool God. God is looking. Continue looking. And then if you ain't careful, then amen, about your walk, praise God, and then you're going to be just like that scripture says. Read another verse of that. Amen. The work of the iniquity is a no knowledge. You see, there's a lot of folks, praise God, amen, they ain't got no knowledge. No knowledge at all. They can do anything, amen, without knowledge. Amen. See, in this way, you got to have some knowledge. Amen. Wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Praise God. That I know what to do, and I'm going to do that. I know what is right to do. I'm going to do just that. Read book. Who eat up my people that eat bread? Read. They ain't call upon God. Amen. The devil come along and eat up his people. Eating his people's up, praise God. Calling them to be so mixed all up. That's a hungry goulash. Mixed up. Eat them up. They don't know where they're going. Don't know what is right. They don't know what is right. They don't know what is wrong. Amen. I know that's real right. Come on, book, talk to us. They was in great fear. Well, no fear world. Amen. That When you get into a place that, amen, where there is a great fear, amen, great fear, amen. You get in that place in that particular, praise God, then you don't that you can do things and then it won't bother you. You can say things and it won't bother you, because you ain't got no fear. You can go places you ain't got no business going, amen, and it won't bother you. You're in a bad fix, I tell you. Where that great fear was, they was in great fear. That where was no fear was. Look here, God has scattered the bones of him. All right, amen, let's move on, praise God. Go to Psalm 69, verse 33. That notice the scripture. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Mr. Teacher, thank you for coming in. All right. We're still, praise God, seeking God's God. Amen. The communion. All right. Praise God. So you cannot, amen, go along that people will believe man rather than God. They'll go along with everything that man said. They'll go along with that. Amen. Now that's what the Spirit woke me up this morning and was talking to me this morning. Praise God. They'll believe anything rather than God. Amen. They won't go there. The man come and tell you you're going to be this and you're going to be that. And then they're ready, amen, to leave everything, to go and do what man told them to do. But if God told them to do it, then they just as still as they can be. All right, Psalms, amen, 69, verse 33. The Lord heareth the poor, and he despises not his prison. He hated the poor and despised the hearer of the poor. Read. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Don't just sit back, praise God, and then look at everybody else praising, but you praise him too. Everybody praise him. Amen. To see the waters, amen. Amen. That hear us and that are all, praise God, that the sea and everything that is in them, amen, do what? Hear it, the word of God. Amen. The fishes, amen, praise God. We go along and won't hear the word of God, but we are people of God. Praise God! Then we're supposed to hear him. Amen. And don't let nobody come along. Praise God! And tell you something that you're gonna just go just along with that. Praise God! Now if God, amen. Knowing down, I said from the beginning. Praise God! It might have been in Sister Nancy to be a evangelist. It might have been in a seed already have been, probably might have already been in her. But somebody come along might and said unto her that you're going to be an evangelist. You understand, a prophet come along and say you're going to be an evangelist. But in order to be an evangelist, then if you believe that prophecy is right, and then what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to do is to go and find out, amen, what the evangel office is supposed to be. What you're supposed to do in that office. How you supposed to fulfill that office. You ain't just supposed to just listen to just what the prophet told you. Amen. Praise God. But you, in order to fulfill that office, then you got to go to the law and find out what the law said about, amen, being an evangel. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I said that a lot of people, praise God, if the prophet come and tell them something, they don't go and study up nothing. They go right then and say, well, I'm a prophet. And running, praise God. Amen. They ain't going to seek God and see what God say about it. Come on, go to the law and see what God said. They go on about their business. You can't even deal with them a lot of time. You can't even talk to them because, amen, this is what it is, what they believe in, and this is what. But the scripture says, amen, you go and you study, you wait on God. My pastor told me, he said, amen, when I went and told him that I was, that the Lord had called me to preach, he said, well, we'll just wait on the Lord. Amen. Otherwise, she ain't just go and put me in there to preach. I had to wait on the Lord. So when she got ready, then she said, well, Willie, amen, this is the time, praise God, that you, amen, you to preach, you to speak. Otherwise, now, when that time come, I had to do what? I had to have something to say. And they're going to put me up and put me up in the council among all of these people. And tell me, praise God, isn't that Willie, you got to speak. And I want you to speak. You don't you get that mess up either. Amen. See, otherwise I had to study up to that period of time. And I don't know when it's going to be. Amen. When is he going to, the Lord going to speak to her and tell her to put me up there? I got to be ready, see. Amen. To study up and know what to say and know how to say it, how to conduct myself and know all of the inwards and everything and ought to be a speaker. So we don't just because somebody tell you you're going to be a prophet and you're going to be this and be that, you got to study that. Then after then, and then I want you to study and get yourself prepared for it. And then, praise God, and then the Lord said, the law said that my gift will make room for you. Otherwise, he's going to open up a way, amen. I put somebody in your path that you can be able to prophesy to, and then your prophecy is going to be just to the T. It's going to be right. But soon the prophet told you that you're going to be a prophet, and then you go on about your business, and then you're going to make a mess out of it. And that's what a lot of folks are doing, making a mess. End of question. Yeah, I know this real right. I know it's real right. Yeah. All right, let's go to the end of Psalm 73. 73, verse 28. We're talking about seeking God. Amen. I ain't seeking man. I ain't going to tell man about my But we went to those scriptures. I'm not going to go into man and tell man about my problem. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to go to God and tell God about it. I want to ask God, amen, about, praise God, amen, about what have been told to me about, amen. Some people are prophets and have told me. I'm going to go to God because he's the only wise God who knows everything. Yeah, see. All right, look at 73 verse 28. Look here, amen. You draw now to what man telling you. Amen. You drawing near. Amen. We got a brother here. Praise God. Somebody told him that he gonna be a preacher, a pastor, and ain't nobody can deal with him. Nobody can tell him nothing. Amen. Because the prophet told him that they gonna be a preacher. They gonna be a pastor, and they running. Amen. Amen. It's gonna give up everything. Walk off and give up everything. The girl talking about he's gonna be a preacher, a pastor. That's what we just said a while ago. You gotta wait on them. That's because the prophet told you then you got something else to do. You don't just jump up and just say, well, I'm gonna preach to somebody. Amen. I just said you a while ago, he said, your gift is going to make what room for you. Now, if the prophet told Sister Janita, amen, that she's going to be a preacher, praise God, amen. Amen. And not for her to get unruthable, it is to go and study, amen, about what the law say. Amen. About, praise God, being a preacher, and what a preacher has to do, what their lifestyle, what they're supposed to do, and what their lifestyle, and otherwise their lifestyle got to be changed. Amen. Amen. And then, praise God, then she got to wait on the Lord, and when the time come, then God gonna put somebody in her way that she can be able to talk to her. Amen. And then somebody, amen, that really need help. Amen. Really need help. Amen. And at the very time, amen, God put her in that person's way, and then she can be able to help that individual. Huh? But if she had been running because the prophet told her, see, there's a lot of folks, they believe anything man said. But they don't believe nothing about what God said. So the Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. All right, so he said, but it is good. Amen. It is good for me to draw, amen, to come to God. Amen. If someone come and told me that I'm going to be a preacher, amen, it's good for me, amen. Amen. Not just taking what that sister said, what that brother said. It is good for me to draw nigh to God. To go to God. And let God direct her, because he's the only a wise God that knows everything. Amen. All right. Look at, go on, give us a part of the scripture. Now you say, I have put my trust in the Lord. Amen. I ain't put it in what man said. That's where we're getting to. I ain't put it in my trust in the Lord. Amen. The sister Janita, praise God, amen, doing down, amen, and like the seed was already in her to be a preacher, amen, it already had been there, amen. She didn't direct need the prophet to come and tell her that she's going to be a preacher, amen, praise God, amen, but what She didn't get up and do anything or pray or go to the Word of God and seek the Lord, amen, for that office. All right, but what happened? The prophet had to come and stir up her interest, put a seed in her to stir up her interest, because the seed was already there. The seed was there, amen, but it needed to be stirred up so that she can go and then go to the law, the word of God, and study the word of God. So, amen, that when the time comes, she can be ready to operate. Amen. You can't operate before time. You got to wait on that. Amen. I'm talking about being a true man or woman of God.